that be shown. My good friend, Rav Yosef Gerber Shlita, in spite of the load of shkorim I've listened to this evening, it doesn't affect the love and admiration of my relationship towards him. I must tell him that beforehand. But, of course, I would like to thank everybody for this presentation. This is undeserved. This is katentim kol hachasodim. Everything that I've heard tonight and everything that I've had from the Kehillah over the 40 years, I can say quite honestly and sincerely, katentim kol hachasodim. I'm too little for all this chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown to me. Many times in the silent prayer, I've thanked the Ribbono Shel Olam for having such a night, such a fine Kehillah. The shul, the word for a synagogue, is shul. That's part of the genius of the Yiddish language, of Jewish thought. Shul means school, Beis HaSefer. And the Gemara already tells us that the shul is used partly for tefillah and partly not as a Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash generally was a completely separate building. But the children, the cheder, for the young children, that was conducted in the synagogue. We have in the, for those who are lucky enough, mazel tov, to be learning Daf Yomi, will remember a few blood back that we had, where the Gemara tells us, Ein koirin lair haneir, you may not read in a sefer by the light of an oil lamp or a candle. Friday night after the people had their Suda, it was dark, and the children came into the Beis HaKnesses, and there they were at their desks, and they were learning. They were learning Sedra, and the Chazan came in, the Chazan, that's to say, the overseer of the Beis HaKnesses, what today we call the Shamas. He would come and he could look over where the children are preparing the Seder, and he would get ready the aliyahs of the following day. You know, nowadays there's such a competition for aliyahs. This one wants a shishi and this one wants a maftia. In this one of the Gemara, everybody had to lay in his own parsha. You didn't have a balkriya. Everybody got a shlishi, got a rabbi, you had to lay in it. I don't know whether people would be so enthusiastic about it today as they were then. So, HaChazan Roeh HeChonatinoikas Kairin. The Chazan was able to see in the Sefer Torah where the children were learning, and to see there that to organize the aliyahs for the next day, where each aliyah was to start and to continue. The reason is that, of course, that when a person looks into the Sefer Torah and he's reading the Sefer Torah Lair HaNeir, and he can't see it very well, the light is flickering, it's a bit dim, so he may inadvertently tilt the lamp until it burns better. And the question is asked, why did they let the children do that? If you're not allowed to be Kairi Lair HaNeir, why did they let the children do that? And you can see that times haven't changed all that much. Rabbeinu Nissim Goen says in his commentary on Shabbos, he says that the children's all right. They're not so eager to learn it further anyway. They're not the ones who are likely to turn it up. They would sometimes be happier that it should go out. At any rate, all this was conducted in the Beis HaKnesses. And over that, the Beis HaKnesses, our Yiddish, our inspired language, the Kedusha of Yisrael, which shows us, is that the main thing that there is in the Beis HaKnesses, the vital spark in the Beis HaKnesses, is the Beis HaSefer, the place where people are learning. When you want to describe it, it's not a synagogue, a place for people to gather together for their tefillah or whatever else it may be. It's primarily, it's the school for learning, the place where learning is conducted. Our Kehillah has that Baruch Hashem. We have We come in the morning, we see learning that there's a Daf Yomi going on, and Monday night we've got a shiur, and on Shabbos we've got a shiur, and at other times in the week, both in the shul and out of the shul, Baruch Hashem, the shiurim, Yagdil Torah V'yadil, let the Torah become greater and mightier all the time. For my part, I can only bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu continually Al Nisecha Shebchol Yoyim Imon to have Baruch Hashem such a nice group of people, such a nice congregation. There are no rough edges. I haven't seen any rough edges. There were times occasionally in the past when these things did appear, unfortunately, but we've got Baruch Hashem Yoyim Achar Yoyim. We haven't got any rough edges. We've got a nice kehila of nice, decent, friendly, pleasant people. And people who don't make a lot of themselves, but between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they know how to serve Him, they know how to daven, they know how to learn, and they know how to keep the mitzvahs. Over the years, I've seen an improvement and progress which have been constant. Thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's heaven inspired, and it goes not only with us, it goes right around the world to a great extent, that there's improvement and progress in Torah and mitzvahs going from strength to strength. There is constantly an ever greater interest in attendance and shiurim, as I've said, in chabruses, and these things are reflected in the kavona that we have in our tefillah. We are Baruch Hashem, we are learning better, we are keeping mitzvahs better than was the case in the past. It's quite evident. Everything is on the upgrade. And that shows itself, the kavona in tefillah is much, you can sense it in the Beis HaKnesses, that there's far greater devotion to the tefillah now than there was in years gone by. That's no reflection on the people of those ages, those who came, the war survivors who had to lift themselves up from the very ground, from the very depths, and to start repairing their lives, coming back to the life of Yahadus. They did not have the yeshivas that we have today. They did not have the seminaries that we have today. And they picked themselves up perhaps much further than we are doing today. But there is, we can see in front of our eyes, a constant progress, constant forward movement in Torah mitzvahs. So may it continue ad belidai in that way. In shul, another thing that we see in shul, and that was at the time not so long ago, when I said to somebody, this is my least favorite occupation in the shul. Comes to Musaf, there was a time when, as far as talk was concerned, it was a free-for-all. And I got a bit desperate about it one time. And I got up after the repetition of the Amida in Musaf, after the Kedusha, and I walked up and down and quietening people down and felt very embarrassed about it. It felt very hard to do it, but I had to do it. And Baruch Hashem, I wouldn't say its response, it's the people's own koyach, their own consciences, their own Yerushalayim, that has cut down on the talk that there is. I would like to mention one thing. You know that recently there's been a project, just a week or two ago, a week of a devotion of a particular Shabbos to concentrate on this decorum in the davening. And a lot of the Rabbonim signed their names to it. I was also asked to put my name to it. And I said, I'll put my name to it, Alminus. On condition that you don't say anything that is offensive, because I think that Be'ezras Hashem, in our Kehila, there's very, very little breach of decorum. There were times when it was shocking, like a lot of other places. But nowadays there's very little breach of decorum. Baruch Hashem, I hope it'll be like that. And it's because the neshama, the feelings, the Yirat Shamayim of people has increased. It means more to them. The shul means more to them. The tefillah means more to them. The mitzvahs, the oil ha-mitzvahs means more to them. And naturally they people treat things with greater respect. And I bless the Ribbono Shel Olam for what he's given to us in that. And it makes me all be happier in being truly an Eved Loivei Hashem, that's what I've always wanted to be, a servant to those who serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I really feel it now, that in the Yishul Be'ezus Hashem, I'm an Eved Loivei Hashem. So may it go, Mechayel El Choyel. And as I began, Kotayntim Kol HaChesedim, I'm too little for all the chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam has done to me. It's all been chesed without any return, or no adequate return. I would like to say something about the ladies of the congregation. Nowadays, their shiurim have become popular. It's become a popular thing. And we have now shiurim through the inspired vision of certain of our balabatim. There are now shiurim for youngsters, for young ladies, 13 and upwards. And it's announced in the shul every Shabbos, and that's a good thing, and there's a very good response to it. In the Friday night shiurim, the men come, the ladies come, something that was not so long ago almost unheard of. But now this is on the map. And that also has its reflection in conduct. We see, even among the ladies, that there are, but I never heard before, that the most you could get was the chicken chalitz. You know, there was a certain rabbi who came to a kehillah somewhere in America, and after a certain time he left in disgust. And somebody said to him, "Rabbi, tell me, why are you going?" And he answered, "Because this is the first chayla I've ever been asked." But now the gentlemen of the kehillah, the ladies of the kehillah, they come with shailas, and those things also, I must mention, I'm going to be very blunt about it. Those things which ladies were at one time embarrassed to ask. There were times when some ladies were not embarrassed about their dress, but they were embarrassed about asking a shaila. And now people come with shailas of nida, shailas about mikveh, taras ha-mishpocho, tova aleihem brocha. I mean that If they would know how much bracha they bring upon themselves and their households and their children through involvement in these dinim, which are really taras bas Yisrael, literally the purity of the daughter of Israel, and it's upon them that the whole future of Am Yisrael depends, and that is Baruch Hashem going forward in Tzrius. Many more shaitels are around there than we ever could have imagined. In time come by, we are on the up and up. So may it continue that way ad belidai. May the Ribbono Shel Olam help us and give us the siyata dishmaya that he's given to us up to now, and brought us to this stage, to this interim stage, and help us to go further and higher, ever on the up, ever lahagbil teiru lahadira, to make the Torah greater and to make it more respected, more revered from time to time. One of the things that is most captivating about our synagogue is the shalom, the spirit of peace that rests upon the community. There is not much machlekes. There's very little machlekes. I would appeal to all congregants to know this, that shalom is very breakable. You leave go of it, it slips out the fingers, goes onto the floor and it breaks. Person's always got to have that in the front, forefront of his thoughts and of his imagination to keep the peace. I've often told our Gaboim that bend over for the sake of shalom, bend over backwards, but don't break, don't crack. There's a time when you've got to stand firm where the covered of the Ribbono Shel Olam is concerned, that's where you have to stand firm and keep it. But anything less than that, try your hardest to keep the peace. Not everybody is as reasonable as you are, because people are people. So give in where you can, in cases like that. It's not the great covet for the person who demands that from you. But give in where you can. But don't retreat from Torah mitzvahs, from loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bend over backwards, but don't crack. I would also, last but not least, like to mention my admiration for those people, for those workers, people who give themselves over to sweated labor on behalf of the Kehillah. There are quite a number. I don't want to mention any names in particular, but I do want to mention one. That is Mr. Cyril Posner, our president. And it's not only as payment for the Becher. This is... I've known him over quite a number of years from my school days. When I joined the Holy Badman Foundation School, he was already one of the Alter Bucherim there, and I came in as very green. And I've told this before. When I joined the school, he frightened the life out of me. You see, it was an old building. It was an old building that came from hundreds of years before. And in the courtyard, there was an old cannon. And he said to me, he said, sensitive and very over-imaginative, got quite a bit of a fright. I was very, very uneasy about it. But I think that Cyril, since that time, when we moved from school to shul, in a different sense, from school to shul, I've seen a different side to you. Baruch Hashem, you've never shot me out of a cannon. So, thank you very much for your matana. And just a minute. Yeah. Over the years and over the decades, Cyril has worked so hard for the shul, and I don't give away something for nothing. Next summer, Mirz Hashem, if the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us life and health and strength, we shall resume the Shabbos afternoon Tanakh Shiurim, and they went very well over many years because Cyril was behind it. He was the one who prodded and nagged, and nobody can prod and nag the way that Cyril can. You see, and they always went, and if it needed bullying, so you bullied, and people gave their houses open, they made their teas, and we had it, it was working very well. So, Cyril, I'm booking you for next summer, in Yotz Hashem. No, listen, go, Mechayel El Choyel, and may the whole Kehillah, God bless the whole Kehillah, and in Beshech Kol Yisrael, go all of you, Mechayel El Choyel, with Gesund Parnosa Teiva, and every happiness, we should all rejoice together at Mayav Esim Shana. Amen.